unadorned. I let a dog in the park lick my face for you. I pretended not to know the murder rate in Denmark for you. I've tried to stay ugly for you. I turned myself into an oil field, switched on the Klieg lights for you, and let Texaco start drilling. I never thought about the future for you, or else I thought about it in terms that only you could understand, though we had never actually met. I worked in a cardboard box factory for you. I gave up skin for you. Whenever love metastasized, I ran over it with my lawnmower for you. I wrote Stairway to Heaven for you. I did the whole Reverend Dimmesdale thing for you. For you, I tramped around town, smelling old books and thinking of better days. If it weren't for you, I might have thrown open the door to any number of empty apartments and gone straight for the knife drawer. I quit the team for you. I quit the band for you. I survived for you a major stork attack at the free clinic. I romanticized the Russian Revolution for you, all that weight and all those miles for you. For ages, I drove really shitty cars for you, cars with bald tires, cars that burned a quart of Quaker State a day, cars with no reverse. I passed the Clean Hair Act of 1992 for you. I took the pill for you. I took my pulse pass-fail for you. I took all the wheelchairs out of this poem for you. I scrutinized the maps of various principalities and prowled around the depths of their free print media, scavenging underground for you. I've stood at the podium and knelt at the peephole for you. One night I camped out on the sidewalk to protest against something for you. I can't remember what it was, but I'm sure nothing was ever done. I had my juvenile criminal record expunged for you. I secretly hoarded food for you. For you, I've spent 15 of the last 22 Christmases alone on the couch with the Catcher in the Rye. For you, I've suffered bouts of pernicious cubicle zombification that no amount of prison movie therapy could cure. I fell this far without you for you. Anyone good-hearted or wounded enough to fill in for you got bombarded with encrypted code left over from the War of Adolescence, which, by the way, totally based on false intelligence. For you to believe a word I'm saying, you have to admit that when my hand floated palely away, I forgot every single breast I've ever touched. This is me trying to settle down for you. This is me putting my bullhorn and my guillotine in the attic for you. I'm turning gray for you. So please tell me, when will you be born?